So, Axel, any final comments about management of patients with BRAF? Any thoughts about using it upfront combined with chemo? Any new strategies that have you excited?
So I believe that it's definitely worthwhile testing the biologic combination, in combination with chemotherapy upfront. It hopefully will lead to longer lasting responses, which are clinically meaningful for patients. I also believe, that these targeted approaches could be very interesting for the adjuvant setting. And then, of course, with the idea of curing more patients so that they don't even develop the metastasis that we're facing as poor prognosis group of patients. But I also believe we need to work on the resistance mechanisms that evolve, rapidly after, beacon-like treatment approaches. That's definitely an area of unmet need and unmet research need. Because, even though I believe, we are doing better now and we've found something interesting to treat our patients, we still need to do better.
No, I was going to say, I think the one point Axel brought up is great. I think this is one of the spaces where circulating tumor DNA has really been extremely insightful in kind of the research space, because it's really clear that when you look at targeted resistance mechanisms, there are multiple at play. So you have many different clones escaping suppression or control by targeted therapy and many different mechanisms. And so one of the best ways to really assess tumor in totality is looking at the shed kind of tumor DNA through circulating tumor DNA, markedly better than actually a biopsy. And so I think that it's fairly clear now that if you're looking at the question of what is potentially driving resistance here, circulating tumor DNA is the way to go in regards to getting at that.